tiny village, a lonely stable. No one suspected that God was able.
Born in a manger in Bethlehem, a star from heaven.
Tiny village, a lonely stable. No one suspected that God was able, but he was, and he used ordinary people to fulfill the promise of Isaiah. Mary, the mother of Jesus, no doubt grew up in a humble home. The Bible tells us she was highly favored and blessed of God. Mary and her sister had always been close and were very devoted to each other. So we begin here with two sisters, grateful they have each other to depend upon. Joseph took their betrothal very seriously. It meant that they were engaged, promised, and legally bound to each other. Like any couple in love, they no doubt had hopes and dreams of the wonderful life they would have together. What better place to envision the future than under a starry sky, where they could thank God for the beauty of the moment and for the perfect love they shared.
The stars above, showing the Father's love, and twinkling bright, illumine the darkest night. The moon and stars you've made,
so small compared to the world I see, and standing up to think that you care for me. I can feel your love pouring down from heaven above. Heaven came down to the ground. You made us a little lower than the angels, guardians over all the universe. Your handiwork, yes, tonight heaven came down. Remember your love pouring down.
The night that heaven came down.
The night that heaven came down.
Tonight when heaven came down.
While Mary was alone, she was visited by the angel Gabriel. She was no doubt troubled and confused. Mary learned from Gabriel that she had been chosen to bear the Son of the Most High God.
Among women,
Gabriel told Mary that her son would be the Savior of the world, the Messiah. He reminded her that the prophet Isaiah had written, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and give him the name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of God shall overshadow you. That is why this baby born to you will be completely holy. He will be the Son of the Most High God, for nothing is impossible with God." Confused, Mary knew she had to tell her parents. This was going to be one of the hardest things she had ever done. Worried about their reaction, Mary may have gone to her mother, Anna, first. Anna must have been stunned, but, well aware of the scriptures, she no doubt ended up believing Mary's remarkable story.
How many times did I ask God for a miracle? How many times did I pray, Lord, hear my prayer? How many times have I wondered if he's listening? How many times have I doubted that he cares?
Joseph was a just and righteous man, but you can imagine his dismay and disbelief when Mary told him she was already with child. The Gospel tells us that Joseph was faithful to the law and could have disgraced Mary publicly, but instead contemplated divorcing her quietly. Needless to say, he was confused and full of questions.
Mary, tell me, Mary, why did this happen? Our hopes and dreams for tomorrow are gone, replaced with sorrow. You've ruined all that mattered. Our future now is shattered. My heart, once full, has been broken by the cruel words you have spoken. Still I'll protect you, trying not to reject you. Yet I feel in my heart that this could tear us apart. Oh, Mary, tell me. am I to do now? Although you have betrayed me, I'll try to go on somehow. But why? Tell me why. I hope and I pray that some